Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, welcome to My First Time, a mostly sexy sex podcast from Broadly. My name is Xing Xing.
Sex for me still feels, it does feel a little bit different, but I don't know if that's more a mental thing rather than a physical thing. I mean, it's still, I still enjoy it just as much as I did pre-children.
Today on My First Time. Even in 2018, sex is the most efficient way to make little people. But having a baby means lots of changes to your body. Physical changes, but also psychological ones too. So what is life like between the sheets after you're pregnant? Our guest today, Amy, has had two babies. They've changed her life, as you'd expect. But still, she'd never want them to change her sex life.
Obviously, you have this like romantic notion of how it's going to be. And we started trying on our honeymoon. We got married in the October, went to Thailand for our honeymoon, and we started trying straight away. And you just then become fixated on getting pregnant. So it's all about trying for the baby, that window of opportunity where you're like, we've got to have sex now. But in terms of actually thinking what the reality would be when we had the baby, I don't think anybody ever thinks about the reality. You just think about the romantic anticipation of what it's going to be like. But you know, obviously the reality is very different. When you're trying for a baby, all the passion and the spontaneity completely diminishes, like immediately, and it's very functional and very urgent, but not in like a sexy way. It's just like, we need to do this now because I'm only ovulating for however many days, blah blah blah. It's, you know, It's definitely not like fun. It takes the sexiness away from it, I think, especially after you've been trying for a little while. Maybe initially it's quite fun having sex lots and lots. But then when you're having sex lots and lots and you're not actually achieving a result of getting pregnant, it then becomes very pressured. In terms of like trying for a baby, everyone says to you, oh, just keep it fun and just have like loads of sex and you try. But then when you don't get pregnant and the weeks turn into months, you just get fixated on, and then even if like you try and kid yourself and like think, well, I won't mention it to him and I'll just like put some sexy underwear on or give him a blowjob or, you know, like try and then if it then doesn't lead to anything or you don't have sex or for whatever reason, you just become really fucking angry and frustrated at them and like resentful that they haven't had sex with you when you need to have it. I just think you just need to just have loads of sex and just try and enjoy it for as long as you can, because inevitably you will stop enjoying it and it will turn into this fucking mission of trying to get pregnant. And it's just a buzzkill. It just kills it, totally kills it. It's horrible. That notion of, oh my God, I just came off the pill and I got pregnant straight away. You're like, oh, fuck off. Like, that doesn't happen. That does not happen. Anybody that you speak to, that person that gets pregnant like at the drop of a hat, they are so fucking lucky. Because anybody else you speak to, I'd say 80% of the others would be like, we've been trying for 6 months. I'm taking this, I'm doing that. Nothing's working. So I just think you have to prepare yourself that it's going to take a long time. It stops being that like kind of dirty kind of fun thing that you do with your partner to becoming just this, oh, let's go to bed. And you know that they know that you're trying to get them to go to bed like early so you can, and it just, you know, you're trying to instigate sex and it's just so it's just put so much pressure on everything as well.
What's the best way to kill the mood? Just dial up the pressure. Once you've made the magic happen and actually get pregnant, your body changes. You're tired, you're massive, your hormones are going crazy. But sex doesn't have to stop once you're showing. It certainly didn't for our guest, Amy.
My libido when I was pregnant was very different with both my pregnancies. With my first pregnancy, I was like really wanted sex all the time. Right towards the end of my pregnancy, when I was very large, I still wanted to have sex all the time. And actually, my husband was a little bit more reluctant. He was kind of not went off it, but I think he was just like, in terms of physically, it was quite a challenge. But then with my second pregnancy, I was very off sex completely. I didn't want it at all. Like, was not interested whatsoever. And I'd say pretty much from maybe being four or five months pregnant onwards, I just wasn't interested at all. So my pregnancies were really different, like, in terms of like my libido, like both times were very different. Having sex when you're heavily pregnant, like when I think back to my first pregnancy, when I was really horny all the time, I would always get on top. I would always have to be on top. And sometimes I could kind of see that my husband was looking a bit uncomfortable, not from like my size, but I think, you know, this whole stereotypical, oh, we're going to hurt the baby and we shouldn't be doing this. But when you're big, you'll always find a way. If you're horny and you want sex, you'll always find a position that you can get into. When you're pregnant, obviously your body changes dramatically, like physically. And I know that some people, some women, don't particularly enjoy pregnancy and like how your body changes. But for me personally, just talking on like a personal level, I loved being pregnant. I loved the changes in my body. Like, you get massive boobs, you know, like your body just changes completely. And I really enjoyed it. And how I viewed myself, you know, I just think, you know, some women really suit being pregnant. And I think, I don't mean to be haggard, but I did really enjoy pregnancy. And I think that showed in terms of how I carried the pregnancy. And I think it's, I mean, obviously everyone's different, but I looked at myself, you know, in a really good way when I was pregnant, because I really enjoyed it.
I think we're all listening to this podcast because we know that sex is important and can be more than just an impulsive physical thing. Although those can be pretty fun too. Sex can mean totally different things to different people. For Amy, she knows she has to work at sex. It's just one part of a good relationship.
So you end up just becoming friends if you don't have sex. A friend of mine always gave me a really good bit of advice. Like, she was like, it doesn't matter if you don't have sex like for a few weeks, because you can just do something about it. But it's when you stop having sex completely, when there's a problem, because then you stop looking at your partner as sexy and you don't want to, like, you know, it just takes away that kind of attraction, I think. So I think it is important to, sometimes you do have to really work and think to yourself, hang on a minute, we've not had sex in like 5-6 weeks. We need to do something, because it kind of reconnects you as well as a couple. You feel, you know, the further you sort of, you know, drift apart, having sex kind of just pulls you back together as well, I think. It does for me and my husband anyway. Sex is definitely a vice that you feel that you should, you know, always be entitled to indulge in. But especially like when pregnant, when you're feeling physically different in terms of like your sex drive and stuff, to then, if your partner says, oh, I don't think we should be doing this, it's really frustrating. But I definitely embraced the sexiness with my first pregnancy. Like, I loved it. Loved it. I think when we haven't had sex in a while, we're really like, really fucking annoyed at each other about stupid things. And we end up communicating in just questions and instructions to do with the kids. But then actually, like, sometimes, you know, I don't feel like having sex. I'm like really tired and I'm trying to go to bed, and I think, no, I need to try and instigate this, because I want to instigate it as well. I don't want it to always just leave it to him to do. But I think after having sex, it definitely seems to kind of like take away some pressure and some like snippiness between us. It definitely brings us back together 100%.
Confession: I haven't given birth, and I am totally one of those girls who thinks that your vagina will be destroyed afterwards and you won't want anyone to go down there for at least a decade. So I'm actually very reassured by what Amy has to say here. Obviously, Amy's experience is unique to herself, but maybe what's important here is that she gave it a go and was pleasantly surprised by the results.
Post-birth, my first pregnancy, I would say I had the first kind of thoughts about having sex really quite early on. I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks after the birth of my daughter, which is really early. However, I didn't act on it, I think, because I was a bit nervous about how it would be. Would it hurt? Like, that kind of thing. But actually, the first time we had sex after my first child was probably about 6 weeks. So, in some cases, that's relatively quite quick. But in terms of actually thinking about it, I was thinking about it after a couple of weeks. The thought of having sex after you've given birth, I was quite scared and a bit nervous, not just for how it would feel for me physically, but I was also a little bit apprehensive, like, for my husband. Like, would it feel different for him? Would, I physically feel, sort of, would it feel differently when we were having sex? It was not just my own, feelings. I was thinking about him as well. You think, oh God, is it going to feel completely different? All the fears were completely unjustified. It was totally enjoyable. I think I probably seeked a bit of assurance afterwards, like, oh my God, was it okay? Like, do I still feel the same? And it was actually, better than we thought it would be. We both really enjoyed it. It was great. After the birth of my first child, I wouldn't say that I felt very differently, but after the birth of my second, sexuality wise and like sex wise, it was different in the fact that there was just no pressure. We'd had two children. We think that we're finished now. We don't think we're going to have any more. So, the sex was actually like different, as in it was a lot more kind of probably a bit more dirty, a bit more adventurous. And I actually remember saying to like my husband, God, it's like, this is really different. And he said, it's because we're doing it for fun. There's no need to trying to get pregnant or, this is just us having fun. And so I think that's one way that it changed, like post having babies. There was a period after the birth of my second child where we had sex the first time after my second. It was quite early on again, probably I think about 6 weeks. But then we had like a little spat of like being really like having sex lots and like really spontaneous, like in the kitchen, like around the flat. It was really good. And that's when I kind of said to my husband, God, this is brilliant. This is like when we first got together. So yeah, it is really kind of reassuring to people that actually it doesn't go stale. It doesn't go boring. It doesn't go predictable. It actually, does get better for some people anyway. I had two like really large babies. So I was obviously like, when I was going back earlier to what I was saying about, seeking reassurance from my husband, like, did it feel okay? And if I can be quite graphic, I thought, would I feel loose or like, would it not be as enjoyable? And he said that physically, I hope this is not too much information, but he said physically I felt actually tighter. But I think that's more to do with the fact that once you've had a baby, apparently physically, you're less lubricated, shall we say. So I think that's how it feels differently, like physically. But I mean, if when you've had two large children, obviously things like your pelvic floor are not fantastic, so you have to kind of, I have to work at things like that. But sex for me still feels, it does feel a little bit different, but I don't know if that's more a mental thing rather than a physical thing. I mean, it's still, I still enjoy it just as much as I did pre-children.
Amy was always pretty confident in herself, but it took time for her to adjust after having two kids.
In terms of how adventurous I feel like with my body and like sexually, I think if anything, I've always been like really confident with my body. But after the birth of my second child, which was obviously, as you know, massive, my stomach is, even though it's gone back flat, but things like the elasticity of my skin's not as it used to be. And I'll look at my boobs sometimes. So in a way, I almost feel a little bit more self-conscious about my body, only a little bit. Anybody looking at me would be like, oh, she looks fine. But because I know what it was like before children and before my second one came along, everything pinged back straight away and boobs still looked good, stomach was flat. Whereas now it's just a little bit different to how it used to be. And I think that does make me feel a little bit self-conscious, even though I'm quite like liberated, like sexually and stuff. And I do still in the back of my mind feel a little bit self-conscious, like about my stomach and my boobs.
Getting pregnant, being pregnant and after pregnancy. Whether or not you can do all three, your sex life will undoubtedly change over the course of your life. It did for Amy. But the most important thing for our guest today was to throw herself back into it after having her babies.
I think my advice to somebody post-baby would be just to enjoy it. Just, get back into the sex as soon as you can. Do your pelvic floor exercises. Get a tube of lube and just go for it and just have sex. Enjoy it, because the reality and the enjoyment versus like the fear of how it could be, it's so much better. It's just brilliant. And in terms of, if I could go back now and speak to myself like pre-babies and like, that romantic notion of how things are going to be, I would just say, like, the reality is fucking brutal in terms of, like, tiredness and, you know, how hard work it is. I mean, it's obviously worth it, but some days when the kids are screaming, I do wish that I could just go back pre-kids just for a day and have a day to myself. So it is tough.
Thanks very much to our guest, Amy. If you're into what we're doing here at Broadly, give us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. It helps other people find us. My name is Xing Xing, and I'm the UK editor at Broadly. Our producer is Sam Bonham. We'll be back next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.